back, back, when my roots ain't watered down. Growing, growing like a baobab tree, all life on fertile ground. My ancestor put me on game, long time on gold chains, with my old shoon in a jail. Drip all on me, Ankara da shiki friend. Hold up, don't I smell like Sacha, not chopa incense. Yeah, pure ice, 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 ice. Bust down, bloody, bloody, bloody. On my wrist out.
Welcome back to the Fistful Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Christ, that reveals the most. Tonight's episode, season 4, episode 2, is a Black Love Exists episode. Don't y'all just love love? Yes, y'all do, because I do. But anyway, I know all love is good love. Not all love is good love. And good love is good love. And love is just good anyway, anyhow, period, point blank. But tonight, we're going to talk about Black love. Because nobody talks about Black love. Everybody think Black women are so angry. And everybody think the fellas are so aggressive or so thuggish. So, but ladies, there are some good men out there. They're not thuggish. And men, there are some Black women out there that are not angry. Okay? Or bitter. Okay, so with this Black love thing or theme or whatever, the video will be coming soon. I also wanted to do a video with this one because I really love it. Yeah, I love Black love. I love to see us happy. I love to see us loving on one another and helping each other heal. I love to see us, you know, in good spaces and good vibes. I love that when we do that the right way. But I understand not all times are going to be good times and not all good times going to be all the time. But at the same time, can we have all good time and can we shine the light on the good times and the good things? But tonight we're going to shine the light on Black love because I know Black love exists. It doesn't matter how many failed relationships you've been in, how many heartbreaks you've had, how many divorces, how many XYZ you done had and didn't go through. You know, this is about love, period. Whether you've been knocked down, got back up, it doesn't matter. You still are able to re-love and align your love another way or whatever. However you want to give it out again and give it out differently so you don't get hurt no more, that's fine. Realign your love. I'm okay with that. But, Black love still exists no matter what color it is, period, point blank. But I think we get kind of bent. My people get kind of bent when love fail us sometimes. Like, we get the bentest out of everybody that may not have a problem with love. I don't know how to say this. I'm not trying to be racially discriminating right now. But we get butt hurt. Like, in our feelings type butt hurt. Like, ain't no coming back butt hurt. Like, you just treated me so bad. Like, that was the last piece of candy here on earth, period. Not even in the water. That was the last fish. Like, that's how butthurt we get. And sometimes we don't want to forgive. We don't want to move on and continue with something. Sometimes we shut down. That's everybody, though. But the thing that we have the most problem with, my people have a problem with, is returning love when we've been hurt. And I used to be one of them. That's how come I'm able to speak on it. It's not easy to re-love again. It's not easy to open your heart after it's been crushed and you just put the pieces back together piece by piece like a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle or something. Like, I get it. It's not easy. You're human. But at the same time, never shut your heart out from love because you still need it in return. Whether they give it to you or not, other people have to come in and out of your life. And furthermore, you get out what you dish out. And I know I'm not saying, hey, go forgive everybody, go love everybody. No, just be careful. But at the same time, forgive for you. And love. Dang, my Black people, we so hard to love, man. You hurt us, boy. You like, it's like a second death. Like, and if you still here, it's your first death. Because we ain't going to never get over it. But that's why it's so special when you see it, because you think it's impossible. Like, I look at old couples today and they be like, they've been together these 50 some years, 30 some years. I'm like, dang. Even my mom, they've been like 24 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now I'm just like, like, love do exist. Black love do exist. You know, and I've been divorced twice. I don't care what y'all talking about. I already explained this. Go back a couple episodes, a couple seasons. But two divorces, two kids. It's not easy to re-love again, but I had to realize that love didn't hurt me. You know what I'm saying? People making stupid and selfish decisions with love hurt me. You know what I'm saying? I can't control, and you can't either, how somebody feel about you and how they treat you. You're only responsible for how you respond, how you react, and how you retaliate, and how you seek vengeance if you choose to. But you have no control over that. How they hurt you, why they hurt you, if they did hurt you. You can't control other people's actions towards you, for you, by you, or you just watching them do stupid stuff. You can't control them. Like, that's impossible. But don't allow that less and that least amount of control that you do have to ruin the control that you actually have. And you have control over the love you choose to give now. You have control over the love you choose to receive, how you want it to be, you know, given to you, if that's your choice. It's called boundaries. It's called, you know, standards. It's called self-awareness. It's called self-development. It's called realigning yourself. You know, nobody wants to go back down that same road again. So you realign yourself, you redirect yourself, you reroute yourself. So, black love is good when you see it, y'all. I love it. I love it. So don't allow people to make you feel like there's no more love out there when you done went through all hell and broke water and hurricanes and tree stumps. Like, don't allow nobody to make you feel like that. And because love is out there, whether it was meant to be with them or either somebody else after them. Just remember, don't stop with them. You keep loving. And don't let them take away your genuinity either. Because if you're a genuine person before you met them, remain genuine. You know, kindness kills. It really does. If you use it right, it kills. Trust me, kills people like a damn snail. Oh, my God. Oh, put the wine down. Oh, okay, back. I'm back. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. But yeah, black love exists, y'all. And I played Black Parade in the beginning. I have no ownership or copyrights to any of the music that's being played throughout these episodes. I repeat, I have no ownership or copyrights to any of the music that's being played through these episodes. But I play back Black Parade because I'm proud, you know. I wouldn't say now is the time to do stuff and get away with it, but yeah, I never felt good to be black, you know. You know, a couple times in uniform, because that's why I had them in uniform, you know what I'm saying? I'm just playing. I did feel pretty in my uniform. Like, as a pretty soldier, you know, you keep yourself clean, you know. Everybody think, because you know why? Because everybody think, because you're a soldier, you go to the field, they think you all dirty. That's what y'all be thinking. But we ain't dirty. We got baby wipes, you know, porta potties, you know. But, as for me, I had canteens and soap and some gloves, exfoliating gloves, and a porta potty to I don't worry about it. That's old. Just know your girl was clean. She was out there smelling like Dove and Olay at the same time. But don't worry about it though. Okay. But yeah, I played Black Parade because I like that song. I love it. I love what it stands for. And y'all gonna really love the Black Lives Matters episode because I have two songs that I want to play with them as well, and I want y'all feedback on it. I want to make sure I'm getting the music right because I'm getting y'all requests. I want to make sure I'm getting it right now. And I already explained about this transition with the music Mondays and Fridays things. I already explained that. Go back a couple of episodes. I don't know which episode it was in, but I explained it. So don't be frightened. My show is for everybody. I don't discriminate. Don't do that, y'all. Y'all be good. And then I'm going to end it tonight with Pink Sweat 17, y'all. Y'all know we believe in black love, so we're going to be doing this thing like the age 17 to 92. Ain't that what Pink Sweat said? I don't know. I can't remember. But that's how we're going to end tonight. So I'll be right back with hashtag Black Love Exists, and then we're going to take it from there. All right, stay tuned. All right, you guys, so welcome back, and thank you for tuning in with me. I know you can be doing anything you want on this Friday night or whenever the time of day you're tuning in with me right now. Wherever you are, thank you so much for your tuning in and your listenership and your support. Thank you. I love you guys. And you know, Chrissy is only going to give you a fistful of raw truths, inspirational messages, a little gems, a little gospel here and there, and a little Bible verses. And you know, I'm going to keep it entertained for y'all and a little special guest every now and then. But anywho, so I have the Black Love Exists here. And before I get started, you guys, I just want to say that I actually wrote this, a couple of months ago, actually. I wrote it, back in May, I want to say. Yeah, back in May before my first year anniversary, show. It's on YouTube, so go look me up, A Fistful of Podcasts, and you'll see both the YouTube shows for my first year anniversary and Black Excellence for season 4, actually, the first episode. But yeah, I wrote this a long time ago, when everything started popping off with the COVID, because, you know, it was just so much going on. So I'm gonna try my best to get through this the best I can, y'all. So bear with me. And to think I gotta do a video for this. Oh my gosh. But that's all right. I got this. I got y'all. Don't worry. I got it. But okay. And when I'm done with this, y'all, wherever you at, just let them poetry fingers snap. Just snap for me. That's all you got to do. When I get done, just snap for me. Yes, honey. Because, you know, keep it simple. Okay. Hashtag Black Love Exists. Hashtag Black Love Exists. But is it the hurt, past pain, or old slavery that makes our love a hit or miss? We fight, we cry, we pray, we run. We even put up unarmed hands when the privileged point at us and kill us with guns. Hashtag Black Love Exists. We work day in and night out just to punch their clock and do their work with a smile on our face. Our ancestors marched, sung hymns, and fought to vote just to learn, have our own businesses, and never do a white man's dirt. Hashtag Black Love Exists. We help other women every day, but can't love and help our own sis. Even when we know the way we're treated ain't right, sometimes we're so used to fighting, we start to create our own fights. Hashtag Black Love Exists. Beautifully melanated in all shades. For some reason, the prettier we are, we still need verification just to justify our immune to the degrade. Hashtag Black Love Exists. We go from soft to hard in the middle spin bars, but in reality, no matter the mentality, we still love what's ours. Hashtag Black Love Exists. We can hate but still love you, even the ones that left before you. We show kindness and there's nothing we wouldn't do. So at the end of the day, we gotta pray, we gotta know. It's our love we gotta show, we gotta hit, we cannot miss because Black Love still exists. Oh, y'all. When I tell y'all, let me just, hold on. Give myself some. Go, girl. Work it. Oh. Y'all, that felt so good. When I tell y'all, I was writing this and I was flowing. Wasn't even thinking about a rhythm or nothing. But as I start reading back as I was writing, I didn't think about the tongue twisting up in here. I was doing, dang girl, you know you went to Mississippi for school. Oh. Okay, I just had to get that out. Okay, I just had to get that out. But anywho, this is kind of like, this is so funny. So this is a funny episode. I've been laughing all night. And no, I have not had any wine. It was just a joke. But, okay, so what? I had sangria earlier, happy hour. Dang. It was just one plus one. And Beyonce voice, it was tough. That's what she said. Let me get back on topic. I wasn't thinking about rhythm or nothing, y'all. But I should have thought about them tongue twists though, real hard. I should have thought about them. But I'm gonna post the full. Somebody told me to publish it in my book. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and publish on my, I got it scheduled to go out on my blog Sunday evening for a Sunday sprinkle. But, if I get a request before Sunday, I might just drop it before Sunday. But other than that, that's about it. The merch line is available, you guys. The link is in the bios on Facebook, Instagram. The links are in the bios, y'all. The merch is out. The merch is up. And I actually love that merch. And on my website, that is still available as well. That merch and the books are still available. And it's so crazy about this company that I'm with. Is that the packaging. I love the customized packaging. Like the packaging with the other company is great as well. It's real great actually. But this one is customized. So I really like this one. It got some finishing touches is on there for me. So when you place your orders. Oh, I'm so excited, y'all. But that's not all. Over the next few days, I'm going to be uploading new things to purchase. So new merch will be flowing in every other day because I'm still not done. I'm just waiting on the rest to see how it's going to look. Because, you know, if it's under my name, I can't have it looking all crazy. But these are the items that's out and ready to go right now. And I like the way they look and they fit and everything. And it's fade proof, y'all. Yes, you can wash me, Bibble. Wash me. And it's white. Everything is white. Y'all, when I tell y'all I love white, everything is white. And I love it because I love white. White is my favorite color because it represents purity. So, and I love pure stuff. I like to be pure too. So, don't quote me, but I try my hardest. So, whatever. But yeah, y'all, the merch is up. The link to the book is up. I'm waiting on the Barnes & Noble's link. That's the link I really want y'all to get. So that's the only link I'm waiting on before I put the book up. But it's up. It's ready to go for pre-order. Yeah, for pre-order. Hi. Thought you was going to get the book today. No. Y'all, I'm taking my time with this one because this one is this means a lot. It's solitude. You know, it's not so, it's like being the only child and you not having to share nothing with nobody. This book, you ain't got to share with nobody. This is pure solitude right here. This is yours. This is all for you. This is how you feel. This is about what you go through on a spirituality basis and in faith levels. Like, it's all about you. And that's why I'm taking my time with it, because you need to be all about you. Like, I want y'all to take that time for y'all. Like, I know how it is to have everybody under your belt and taking care of everybody else's stuff and doing everything else for everybody else and everything else. Like, I know how overwhelmed that can be, and you forget about yourself. You know what I'm saying? That you may be used to going to church on Sundays, but now Bobby can't change his assurance diaper. Okay? So now you gotta take an hour out of your hour to out of your church Sundays to go over Bobby's house and help him put his grown man. What do they call y'all? What they call him? I know. I should know this. I'm not finna say diaper. They're just disrespectful. Assurance. I'm finna share insurance pants. I'm keep that assurance pants. That's this name of the pack that I do not buy for myself. Okay, let me clear this up. Wait a minute. I'm just playing. But no, my sister, fiance mom uses those, so that's how I know. But back being serious. But yeah, that's why I want y'all to get it. Like, do this for you. Like, I want everything about it to be right. Like, I want you to feel it and get it, like, when it's in your hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's with that. But all the episodes are gonna be rolling in. I'm gonna try to roll them in daily. As a surprise. Yes, y'all get another push week. Remember that push week on season 2? Oh, that was awesome. I love that push week right there. That was nice. That was amazing. But yeah, I'm going to do another push week this week. Push out an episode every day of the week. Because, you know, I know. And then the Black Lives Matter special. I'm getting it ready, y'all. I had more people to take interest in this special episode, and I call it special because it's going to be an episode to where we speak out and speak up, you know, because nobody thinks we have a voice, and right now everybody can't get a chance to speak their piece, even though we may all feel the same, you know what I'm saying? But it's okay to get it out. And I feel like if anybody has a chance to get it out, if you're around friends or family and you got something to say, or if you have an opinion about something, don't walk around puzzled about what's going on the earth and having it stress you out by what's going on if you can't do nothing to change it. But it's okay to get it out. Like, you shouldn't be weighed down by what's going on the earth. Like, maybe that was from a religious side just now, because I feel like I'm no holier than thou, but some things of this world, I'm just not in tune with it. And sometimes I don't even think I'm of the world, because that's just how not tuned I'm into it. I'm in tune with it enough to know what's right and what's wrong. That's how in tune I am with it. And I'm okay with that, because I know I'm human. Only so much we can do. Okay, so, but yeah, that's gonna be a special episode. So I'm trying to get everybody together and on the same page and with accordance. And I'm trying to, now I gotta get probably a bigger space, because I just added some more people. So, and that one will be recorded for sure, because it's gonna be amazing. Like, real talk, y'all, I got faith in me. Y'all better have faith in me too, please. Pray for me. I gotta get it together. And if you have anything that you would like to say and want to be a part of the show, I will be gladly to read off your opinion, your feeling, your comment, your suggestion, or your thoughts on Black Lives Matter right now in the middle of a pandemic, through an email at afistful2l18@gmail.com, or just click on the link. Go to afistfulpodcast.com, subscribe to the newsletter, send me a message, or chrissyshifted.com, send me a message, or hit me up on social media, send me a DM with it, and I will be gladly to read it off for you. Or you can go to my podcast link and leave your voicemail, and I'll play it in the episode yourself. Just name your name and city and state. That's it. No birthday, no nothing. Nobody even got to know how old you is. That's just how simple it is. And if you want to remain anonymous, just put anonymous. But I would like your city and state though, anonymous. Can I get that? I just like to see where y'all be from. That's all. I like to keep up with my listeners and, you know, see where y'all at, you know? But, yeah, that's it. I will let y'all know probably next week. I said probably, don't quote me. Some more good news. So, yeah. I got a lot of stuff going on. Y'all, we finna do this. This is a fistful, y'all. We are doing this. We're doing it. So, but yes, y'all, Black Love Matters. And Black love exists, y'all. Don't ever give up on love. Don't let nobody deter you away from love itself, because love itself is a whole ball game, and it can be a whole different ball game with different people. So don't get out the game too early based on one strikeout or two strikes out. You know, stay in the game. You know, you're gonna batter up. You're going to get your hit on that plate, you know? So, stay in the game. Trust what you stand for, what you stand by, and your values. And you keep your mindset. Keep that same energy that people give you, but give it back better. And I'm going to wish y'all a good night. Stay tuned for the last tune of the night by Pink Sweat 17. Let me know what y'all think about these two, because I really love these two. I ain't even finna lie. I just want to explain something. Y'all, I am a lyric person. The music that is on my social media is for you. Yes, it's for you, my darlings. Because that's, because if I play my gospel, y'all act like I be ruining y'all lives. Y'all be clicking on and then you put a sad face. How am I ruining your life with a gospel song on a photo? But as soon as I upload that photo without anything on it, but just put a caption or something on it, you love it. So I was like, oh, okay. And then somebody even said, they was like, girl, if you don't take this gospel off here, don't nobody listen to that. I said, what? And my top follower. I said, oh, baby. Let me make this show about everybody. Because I see you can't win all souls. I get it. I'm okay with that. But I can get a hold of everybody. Whether you, and it won't matter how you treat your soul or what team you on with your soul. You know what I'm saying? Cause Jesus didn't care who you was for. If he healed you, he healed you. And if he forgave you, he forgave you. So, you know, that's all I had to say. But good night, y'all. I'll be back tomorrow night. Same time, maybe a little earlier. I may be a little earlier because I want to go live with y'all and see, show y'all some things. So good night. I love you. Stay blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me. I'm your host, Chrissy Christ, here at A Fistful Podcast, your host that reveals the most. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, and you guys have a good night. Put the wine down, not too much, and stay blessed and encouraged.
I would need a million words if I tried to define all the things you mean to me. For you I'd die a thousand lives. Special kind of energy, cause love is born when hearts collide. Every time you touch me, you remind me that I'm still alive. So promise you'll never change, and I'll always be the same. We'll be dancing the same groove when we're 92, the same as 17. And I'll never lie to you, just don't you hold back on me. I wanna love you as strong when we're 92, the same as 17. I don't really know what's right, but I could never call you wrong. I just wanna dance with you, floating over marble floors. You're something like an angel. You do something to my mind. I could see a thousand years when I'm looking in your eyes. Promise you never change, and I'll always be the same. We'll be dancing the same groove when we're 92, the same as 17. And I'll never lie to you, just don't you hold back on me. I wanna love you as strong when we're 92, the same as 17. Be the same. We'll be dancing the same groove when we're 92, the same as 17. And I'll never lie to you, just don't you hold back from me. I wanna love you strong when we're 92, the same as 17.